This is the Best Of Daily Devotion Series by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.
In the Christian life, we battle against some powerful evil forces, forces that are headed by Satan, and we know he can be a vicious fighter. So to withstand his attacks, we must depend on God's strength and use every piece of his armor. Now, over the last few times we've been together, we've been covering Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17, wherein Paul the Apostle elaborates on just what these pieces of armor are in the reality of our living. But it's important to know that the whole body needs to be armed when we take on the likes of Satan. We're going to break this passage up just a little bit and see what God has for us on a verse by verse. Now, verse 10 of that text says, "Last of all, I want to remind you that your strength must come from the Lord's mighty power within you." Now, Paul calls upon us here to be strong. Not in our own strength, because let's face it, that'll be a fatal mistake, but rather in his strength and in his power. Indeed, the strength that we have is all God's, but it is something that we need to put on. We must choose to act upon the availability of that strength. This is that grace-driven effort, quote-unquote, that Carson spoke of in the last text when we were together. We are instructed again herein to be strong. Look, every child of God soon learns that the Christian life is a warfare. Satan and his buddies are committed to hinder and to obstruct the work of Christ, and certainly to knock the individual soldier out of the combat if he can. The more effective a believer is for the Lord, the more he's going to experience the savage attacks of Satan. Look, the devil doesn't waste his ammunition on nominal Christians. And you might be thinking, well, gee, that doesn't seem right, Pastor. I thought that when you became a Christian, Jesus would set you free from the kingdom of Satan so that the devil couldn't touch you any longer. I thought that conversion would take us out of the battle, not thrust us deeper into the conflict. Now, I gotta tell you, if that's your concept of the Christian life today, you couldn't be more wrong. Now, I'm sorry if somebody has sold you that bill of goods, but it's not a biblical precept. The truth is, when you become a Christian, that's when the battle really begins. Paul says, be strong. Be strong is best explained if one first understands the root word of the original word strong here. It's the word dunamis. And dunamis refers to what is an inherent strength residing in a thing by virtue of its nature. So the best scriptural example of this inherent power is actually the gospel itself, because the gospel has an inherent, omnipotent power of God that can inexplicably bring about the salvation of a lost sinner who is willing to receive this truth. Christian life is really a question of availability and appropriation. We need to understand three things here. Firstly, it's a war. Secondly, the power to win it is indeed available. And third, you actually have to appropriate that power. Now, you can choose to be impotent and choose to be fruitless, even though residing in you is the power of God to go beyond what you can even ask or think, says Ephesians 3:20. And I guess it's possible to be a lethargic, indifferent, and cold, drifting in and out of church person, and perhaps still be in heaven for all of eternity at the end of the show simply because of the immeasurable grace of God. But listen, one thing I do know for sure is that if you choose to live that way, you will be forfeiting the blessings of God, the blessings that he has for you in this life, and you will fail to glorify God to the extent that you should. Now, you can turn your back on all that available power and you can blunt the energy of the Spirit of God and say no to the incomprehensible work that God wants to give you, though if you so choose, the cost is inexpressible. You must understand this. You cannot empower yourself for this spiritual struggle. You have to be willing to surrender to the Spirit and allow yourself to be strengthened, because He is the source of that spiritual power. We do not come up with it from within ourselves. But the fact that we can cast everything upon God does not give the spiritual soldier the right to, sit back and do nothing, I guess. Remember, Cromwell's advice to his troops were, trust in God and keep your powder dry. Spiritual battles are not natural to us, and they require supernatural spiritual strength. This dynamic process is synonymous with being continually filled with, or you could say controlled by, the Spirit, Ephesians 5:18, and continually walking in that same Spirit, Galatians 5:16, so that we will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. The result is the supernatural strength for a supernatural life.
That was a daily devotional by Pastor Tim Dodson from Believers Church in Menominee, Wisconsin. For more information on Tim Dodson or Believers Church, visit believerstogether.com.